Book 5, The Book of Love, Canto 3, Satyavan and Savitri, page 403 to page 405. Great nature came to her recovered child. I reigned in a kingdom of a nobler kind than men can build upon dull matter's soil. I met the frankness of the primal earth. I enjoyed the intimacy of infant God. In the great tapestried chambers of her state, free in her boundless palace, I have dwelt, indulged by the warm mother of us all, reared with my natural brothers in her house. I lay in the wide, bare embrace of heaven, the sunlight's radiant blessing clasped my brow, the moonbeam's silver ecstasy at night kissed my dim lids to sleep. Earth's morns were mine, lured by faint murmurings with the green-robed hours. I wandered lost in woods, prone to the voice of winds and waters, partner of the sun's joy, a listener to the universal speech. My spirit satisfied within me knew godlike our birthright, luxuried our life whose close belongings are the earth and skies. Before fate led me into this emerald world, aroused by some foreshadowing touch within, an eerie prescience in my mind approached, the great dumb animal consciousness of earth, now grown so close to me who have left old palms to live in this grandiose murmur dim and vast. Already I met her in my spirit's dream, as if to a deeper country of the soul, transposing the vivid imagery of the earth. Through an inner seeing and sense, awakening came. A vision spell pursued my boyhood's hours. All things the eye had caught in colored lines were seen anew through the interpreting mind, and in the shape it sought to seize the soul. An yearly child god took my hand that held, moved, guided by the seeking of his touch, bright forms and hues which fled across his sight, limbed upon page and stone they spoke to men. High beauties, visitants, my intimates were, the kneeing pride of rapid life that roams wind-maned through our pastures. On seeing my mood, cast shapes of swiftness, trooping spotted deer against the vesper sky, became a song of evening to the silence of my soul. I caught for some eternal eye the sudden kingfisher flashing to a darkling pool, a slow swan silvering the azure lake, a shape of magic whiteness sailed through dream, leaves trembling with the passion of the wind, pranked butterflies, the conscious flowers of air, and wandering wings of in blue infinity lived on the tablets of my inner sight. Mountains and trees stood there like thoughts from God. The brilliant long bills in their vivid dress, the peacock scattering on the breeze his moons, painted my memory like a frescoed wall. I carved my vision out of wood and stone. I caught the echoes of a word supreme and mitered the rhythm beats of infinity and listened through music for the eternal voice. I felt a covert touch, I heard a call, but could not clasp the body of my God, or hold between my hands the world mother's feet. In men, I met strange portions of a self that sought for fragments and in fragments lived. Each lived in himself and for himself alone, and with the rest joined only fleeting ties. Each passioned over his surface joy and grief, nor saw the eternal in his secret house.